This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Since yesterday, the number of Louisiana coronavirus cases reported has increased from 837 to 1388. The number of related deaths has increased to 46. President Donald Trump issued a major disaster declaration for Louisiana Tuesday night, approving an urgent plea for additional federal aid from Governor John Bel Edwards as the state continues to battle its growing coronavirus outbreak. It would be nothing short of understatement to say the coronavirus pandemic has been a major disruption in people's lives. Everyone has been affected in some way, and with business closures, even if temporary, it will have a real impact, especially for those employed in the food service industry, like waiters and bartenders. These wage earners now find themselves without a steady paycheck due to the emergency orders for people to stay at home. Many businesses, like restaurants, are closed. But during times like these, there are moments when people help others.
I'm Alan Berry. My wife, Erin, and I have 15 rental units, which we manage and maintain. And in light of the unique situation we all find ourselves in, we wrote a letter to let our tenants know that we were thinking about them and assure them that we would support them any way that we could during this crisis.
Some of the Berry's tenants work in the food service industry, and they may not have steady work in the weeks ahead. So the Berry's delivered a letter to each tenant, basically explaining that they'll work something out if they are cash-strapped to pay the rent.
We care about them, and I think that's what reads through, and that's what people appreciate.
Amber Boyd is a tenant in one of the Berry's rental properties. She depends on the income from her job as a waitress and bartender at a local restaurant, which is closed due to the coronavirus emergency stay-at-home order. She says the Berry's letter explained what the landlords were offering.
And essentially, it was just saying, you know, take care of your family first, and don't necessarily worry about your rent. If you have to choose between food and rent, then take care of, necessary things first.
So how did that make you feel when you read that?
Pretty awesome. I know Alan personally, so it was not a surprise given the kind of person that I know he is, but it was still very much appreciated and a relief, I think, knowing that he's got our back for sure.
So for the time being, landlords Alan and Erin Berry are waiving late fees and have said they will work with their tenants who may be undergoing financial stress because they can't go to work during the coronavirus shutdowns. And for their part, the Berrys hope other landlords might follow their lead as well.
I think that everyone stepping up to help those that they can and when able, and when people have the resources to do so, I think it's important to share those resources and let people benefit from your ability to share those.
Good luck to Alan and Erin Berry, Amber Boyd, and to all the Berry's tenants, and also to all landlords and tenants who may be needing a little bit of good luck right now. You're listening to Red River Radio.